Welcome to the Demericana Podcast with your hosts, Benzie and Wilts.
Listen up as we talk about all things pop culture and current events.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, Demericana listeners. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Welcome back.
Welcome. We're on number 18 now.
18.
And we're here because of you guys. So actually, this is actually a perfect time for us to just a friendly reminder. If you guys are tuning in through iTunes, just take a second to rate us, whatever you guys think. Mm-hmm. You know, we want your honest opinions.
Yep. And maybe tell a friend. We've noticed a lot of an uptake on our listeners, yeah. So we really appreciate that. And on Instagram,
yes,
which is a great way to communicate with us too. So
yeah, make sure that you are not only commenting on our Instagram and Facebook pages if you follow us. We also have a Twitter. But you know, when you are on that iTunes, go ahead and leave us a review. It doesn't have to be anything super long, but just so you can tell your friends or those who are looking for something new to listen to.
Yeah.
And it just really gets us some more readership so we can continue to deliver good quality content for you guys.
And be nice. No, I'm kidding.
Well, Wilkes, how was your week so far?
Weekend was good. Mm-hmm. It felt like a holiday week.
It was Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. And it still felt like the longest week ever. Like, I can't believe it's not done yet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, Tuesday, I was thinking it was Monday.
Mm-hmm. It always throws you off when you have, a day off from work. And it's true because this has been a bit of a long week. I actually came from Miami. I was in Miami for the weekend.
That's right. As always, leaving us.
Well, if you follow us on Instagram, you can actually see some really cool pictures that I was able to take of the city and views. So views from the 6th or from the 18th floor in this case. But yeah, if you follow us, you'll see. But yeah, I was there, and you're right. Like, even after coming back from a vacation, I was still like, this is such a long week.
And you flew back, right?
Yeah, that was a crazy experience.
You're like a little jet setter.
A couple of episodes ago. Well, it was just about as it was only a few dollars more doing the flight back from Miami. It was like a 30-minute flight than taking the bus.
So essentially, you take longer to take off and land than you're in
I mean, my thing was, I got to the airport an hour before my flight left. And then I go through the TSA line, and I'm about to check in, and then they say, oh, you can't board with your boarding pass on your phone. You have to print it out.
Since when?
Through Spirit. And so then I had to go back to the ticket booth, and then when I went to the kiosk, they said, oh, you can't print it from the kiosk. You have to go to the counter because it's less than 45 minutes away from your flight.
Oh my God.
And they're like, if you can even get on. And I was like, but you said online it says that the doors close 15 minutes before. And they're like, yeah, that's when it's in the air. And I was just freaking out. And then I was like, oh my God, I cannot miss my flight. Like, I have to go to work. And so a woman was able to get me through. Luckily, I didn't even have carry-on. It was like a personal item that I took. And I had to wait through TSA.
Did you have to go through security again?
Again. But I didn't get all the way to the bag portion. I waited in one line to check your boarding pass, and then you go into TSA. So then I had to go through that line again.
Oh my God. Go into TSA.
And I'm praying that they don't start pulling things out of my bag and, you know, having to set it aside. As I'm walking through the airport, I hear my name.
No.
And they're like, the doors will be closing in 2 minutes and it will not reopen. Keep in mind, I'm at gate 6. My gate is gate 14.
No.
So I'm like, no. And I'm like not wearing sneakers. I'm running through the airport with my bag. And then I get there all winded, but I made it. So that was one of those.
What a night. That is like insanity.
Yeah, so
and like, you know, the thing with the whole boarding pass on your phone, it's super convenient.
So
we do it for JetBlue, and
JetBlue does it.
American Airlines does it.
But the Spirit, of course, to save all pennies that they can, they're like, no, we have.
So they don't have. They don't have a scanner. Is that why they don't have like the little scanner? Because they use the same scanner as the paper ticket for your phone.
But even when they gave me a boarding pass, they didn't even scan it. It was a woman who hand-wrote MCO.
And are you kidding me?
It was such a hassle. And I'm like, you're
Thank
literally...
God. But I made it.
So.
Oh my goodness. Imagine you would have been like, it's just a half hour flight. I'll just be there,
I'll be there right then.
Right then. You wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, my flight was at 7:15. I got there at 6:15. But then, because I waited in line, I had to go back to the kiosk. By the time I'm at the kiosk, it's like 6:35.
That is insane. Oh, that is nuts. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but I'm here, and that's what counts.
Well, my weekend wasn't that eventful. I'm trying to think. I don't think we did anything too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just relax. It was like an unwinding weekend for us.
We did.
We went to Frosty's Christmas Time.
Oh, that's right. The Christmas
lounge.
Theme bar.
Yeah. So you were in Miami with this the heat, and we were in like winter time. We love it there. Like, I'm really big for Christmas time. Like, I just love Christmas movies, and I really miss snow. And so it like randomly starts like snowing in the bar.
Oh my god, I can't wait to go.
And then they play.
Is it soap suds that they put?
Oh, that's yeah. So cute. And then they play Christmas music. And they have Christmas movies.
You said it's really cold in there, too, right?
It's really cold in there.
That's amazing.
It's like...
in the middle of Orlando, where it's so hot.
We were in there, and we were just like... it really felt like you were, like it was December. Mm-hmm. And then we walked down, and it was like... oh, hard to breathe. It was so humid. But besides that, Leo, I think he had a Christmas beer, like a winter brew. That's the one thing. They're kind of... it's still, like, new. So they only had, like, three or four Christmas, like, blends.
How are they going to get Christmas blends in the middle of the summer? I mean, do they have, like,
a
special...
yeah, I would hope so. And they didn't really have... I thought they would be more seasonal. Like, have maybe Oktoberfest or, like, pumpkin ales. But they didn't have that either. They just have, like, your favorite, like, the Angry Orchard ones. I thought they would have, like, hot chocolate or something, so I was just drinking water.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But then the menu is kind of, like, they've got really cool drinks, but then they're called weird things. Like, one's called, like, Porky Liposuction or something. And I don't know. It just kind of throws you out of the whole Christmas feel. Like, I wish it would have been called, like, Kris Kringle's, you know, milkshake or something like that. Silly, but still going with the Christmas theme. But yeah. I'm sure it'll kind of shape up.
Yeah, I'm sure. This is like the first stage.
Yeah, so it was. I think it literally opened last week.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I have to go see.
So we have to go. No, it's really cool. They have a big countdown. It's like 113 days left.
Aww.
When we went, I was like, ah, so cool.
So awesome.
You know, but that was fun. Yeah, no, that was it. That's all.
So do you have any rumor rundowns for us?
Rumor rundowns. Apple announced their newest addition to their phone family, the 7.
The iPhone 7. It's been highly anticipated because a lot of leaks had come out. Speaking of leaks, now it's apparently water resistant.
Resistant, they say.
And they use words like a splash versus submersion. Like,
so this is like 1 meter... of water. So I guess you can like use it during the rain or like maybe like if you take a quick shower with it or something. Like, obviously you're not gonna hop into the shower with your phone, but I'm guessing like maybe when you're at the beach and you're like washing off,
yeah, like
it
shouldn't
could probably go through there.
You're not gonna be afraid if you get caught in a rainstorm,
mm-hmm.
or like if it happens to like fall into a puddle, you can snatch it right up.
Yeah,
or like a cup of water falls, you're not like, oh, all is lost. So when they say 1 meter, what I'm assuming is it can be submerged within 1 meter of water and immediately taken out, because the time it takes for it to go in and come out is not significant.
Right.
But if you put it in like 30 feet of water,
yeah,
by the time it comes
out,
it's done. So iPhone is still lacking there, because there are truly waterproof phones out there that iPhone has not.
I really have never... have you ever had water damage?
I did have water damage, but it was on a much older phone. Even this phone fell into the toilet like a week and a half ago, and I picked it right up and it's still working fine. And this is an iPhone 6 Plus, so it doesn't have any water resistant. This is a crappy $5 case.
Yeah.
So it
no, I've never... like, being waterproof is neither here nor there for me, I feel like. It's
I
not
mean,
like
I think
one
it's
of
a
these
nice,
things,
you know.
I guess I've never had water damage. I've never dropped... I mean, let me not jinx myself now.
Well, you're
going
to have a baby who's
going
to drop your thing.
That's true. But I'd rather much more, like, figure out a way to keep making the glass, like, you know, the screen not as shattered, or, like, make it kind of a shatterproof,
you know,
kind of thing.
I was talking to your husband, to Leo, my cousin, and he mentioned something that made a lot of sense. He goes, design always includes compromise.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want something that's really sensitive to your touch and predictive as far as, like,
yeah,
it could sense your finger before you even touch the screen and everything's faster, you have to give up a little bit of that, you know.
No, it's true. Because literally...
the sturdiness, I guess.
I have a 6S, and I got it new, and I dropped it, like, we were walking Precious... and I dropped it, like, I don't even know, like, it was, like, 15 inches from the floor or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was, like, It hurt me so bad because we had just gotten the new phone. Like, Leo convinced me to upgrade because I was still with the 5 for, 3 years already. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, God, okay, I'll upgrade. And then I go and I upgrade. And then, we get home, we're walking the dog, and it completely, shattered.
Well, I had the 5, and the 5 cracked literally right in half, and then it just started, spider webbing out from there after a couple of weeks. But I've never had it, shatter to, this horrible...
I've had, the glass was coming, I couldn't text because the glass was coming off. I was oh my goodness. So yeah. I would rather have that more of a thing than being waterproof.
Another feature is the headphones, which is the biggest kind of outcry. Oh, yeah, the headphones are now Bluetooth versus, the audio, the 3mm jack.
Yeah. I wish they were a little prettier.
Yeah, they just look like you cut off the cords.
Yeah.
But they do have a lot of functions. Like, if you double tap, you can...
Siri or answer a call.
Yeah, so it has mics, attached to it, which I guess pick up your voice. Mm-hmm. It also has a sensor where you can, put it in your ear and it pops up your music right away. But it is $160. Samsung has a version that's about $200, but I think getting the proprietary hardware that belongs to Apple works better.
Oh, for sure.
But it doesn't come standard with the phone. What does come standard are the regular corded headphones.
And also an adapter, right?
Now? Yeah, so it doesn't get plugged into the jack. It gets plugged into the lightning charger. And then the lightning charger comes with the adapter so that if you do have another set of headphones that you prefer, you can just plug it in through there.
Yeah, because I've seen memes on Instagram, just looking at the headphones, I've already lost
my headphones. I don't if you pay $160, you're going to keep
a pouch. You're going to keep those things. But Leo was telling me that the little box that you keep them in charges them.
Oh.
So you charge the little packet that you put them in, and then you can use the headphones, I think he said 5 hour long, 5 hours worth, and then if they're dying you just put them in the little packet again and it just charges.
I mean, if you're just mindful, we're girls and we don't lose earrings and we keep most of our hair clips in order.
So. I mean, it's true. You say, once you spend that kind of money, you're going to know where it's going to be.
And I still have the old headphones from my iPhone 5, and I have the iPhone 6 Plus. I still have those, and those are, as far as size goes, they're just slightly larger than the normal ones. And so I feel like if you're just mindful, especially with the box that charges it, if you keep that in the same...
In there? Oh, forget it. You're fine.
Yeah,
so. That's cool. And the new color. So there's no more space gray, which I'm really happy for because I love just the black phone. I like how clean it looks. But now there's a piano black, which is just a shiny patent leather kind of...
So it's the glossy and then the matte.
And then there's the matte that I would get if it was up to me, that one. I love it. It looks so cool.
There's also the rose gold, which is very rosy. It's not even rose gold. Yeah. It's just pink.
It looks pink.
And then there's the gold. Yeah, and then there's also the white. But the ones that always are on back order are the glossy blacks or the matte black.
Which is funny because the glossy black, to me, I would feel like it'd get so smudgy.
It's kind of a throwback to the iPhone 4s, though, when it had the glass back in front.
Yeah. And I think it would, we're so used to... being kind of a, because even now the space gray is it doesn't feel like, I feel like the glossy would kind of just slip right out of our hands almost, right?
Most people have a case with their phone, so the color doesn't matter too much.
I do reality. Like having a black phone though,
because the white face kind of just looks funny. I like,
yeah, it looks black. Funny to me.
Agreed. So another rundown, rumor rundown. Going back to our favorite girl, note the sarcasm.
Oh, we always do talk about her, though.
The unthinkable has occurred.
Oh, gosh.
Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston have broken up, but is anybody really that surprised?
Did anyone really think that was a real relationship?
I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if maybe it was for him and he feels a little duped, because I respect Tom Hiddleston as an actor so much, and I was really upset to think, you fell into her trap, the snake charmer I don't know. So they broke up after 3 months of dating. They had a really whirlwind, jet-setting kind of romance.
Yeah.
And they met each other's
photo opportunity is what we should call it.
They met each other's parents very quickly. He wrote a shirt. I actually saw something funny. He wrote a shirt that said, "I love T.S." But then someone's like, "Are we sure that didn't mean Tony Stark the whole time?" Because he's Loki in the Avengers
movie. I think right now, Taylor's PR is trying to make it seem like she's the one who broke it off with him because he invited her to the Emmys. And, you know, she's such a private person and he was just using her for publicity. Taylor and private is not really...
They're not synonymous.
Yeah. Like, so when I read that, I was just like, oh, sure, whatever.
This is another one of her narratives. Mm-hmm. So.
But then I read this, like, crazy out there theory of people thinking, like, I think, you know, for those manufactured kind of relationships where, like, Tom and Taylor were together mostly for Tom... Yes, for publicity, because he was trying to be the next Bond. Mm-hmm. But I think Daniel Craig is still, like, the filmmakers still want him to be the Bond. And they offered him, like, $150 million to do, I think, one or two more movies. So since that offer is now out...
off the table.
That's when. So people are like, oh, now since he can't be Bond, because they're still not considering anyone else other than Daniel Craig, they broke up.
So, meaning that she didn't want anything to do with him, or he was like, oh, I don't need this.
Yeah, I don't need the publicity anymore. Mm-hmm. Which is, I feel like Tom, before this, was super private. Like, we never saw him out.
You never saw him with a woman. Like, I wonder if it's one of those things where it's like...
So, it did feel very like, why are you trying to get in the media now?
With
like
her!
And then he did the Calvin Klein kind of thing. Like, it just felt like, since when are you this exposed? Never.
Yeah.
You know, so it did feel weird, and so now it's over and whatever.
Yeah,
all our hearts are broken, psych. No.
Another relationship news is Riri and Drake, who I know you love so much.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so Wilkes is not the biggest fan of Drake, but he is my actual husband, so I'm 3 days older than him, so we're hoping that our child is born right in the middle,
okay,
so we can kind of get them all out of the way. We still haven't decided what we're doing for Christmas time, though.
No.
So he's Jewish.
Yes.
So.
So. Chrismukka.
Chrismukka. Economist. But we saw at the award show that...
Oh, yeah, the VMAs.
She essentially curved, as they say.
Oh, yes.
He went in for a... he declared how he was, like, in love with her for years, and then he went in for a kiss, and she kind of, like, tilted her head.
Yeah, but...
In the same week, she tattooed the camouflage shark.
That's true. They went on a date. He got her this shark. They posted it on, I don't know, Instagram or Twitter or Snap.
She was walking. Like, paparazzi took a picture of her holding a camouflage shark.
Uh-huh.
Is what happened.
And then now she's got it tattooed on her foot.
Mm-hmm. Well, tattoos aren't a huge deal for Riri.
That's true. She's got plenty.
She has them everywhere.
But she does have really, like, I don't mind her tattoos. Like, I think some of her, like, her hand one to me is really cool.
She did get was it Maori? Like, she did get one
The stick one,
and
yeah.
And she hated it. So then she went to another place and got it, not redone, she put something over it. So now mm-hmm. she has, like an under tattoo, and I don't know. But she does have pretty cool, really unique tattoos.
Yeah, so I think it might not seem like, oh, it's probably easy, because I think once you get one, they say that you just want more.
You kind of get, like, this high off
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, you get, like, an itch for more tattoos. But I do think she put some kind of, I would hope she put some kind of thought
into behind it, yeah.
The tattoo, so it does mean something. And if anything, it would just solidify their friendship, because they do seem like they're friends.
Did you just friend zone Drake for real?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, if they're not really dating, when she kind of, like, he was like, I've loved her since I was 22, and
I mean,
she was like, no,
that's sweet.
Here's
okay.
in my cheek.
Yeah,
but,
well,
that's
for
that
you.
Was fun. That was fun.
Was it fun, Wolf?
That was cute of them to,
yeah,
to get a tattoo.
But you still hate Drake.
Yeah, I do.
And yet you have all his albums.
I do not.
Well,
I don't have his album.
Apple Music.
I just know some of it. Or, like, I'll randomly be singing a song and Leo will be like, you know who sings that? And I'm like, ah! Drake.
She secretly, like, she low-key likes him and she surprises herself. When
yeah,
she
sometimes
with.
I'm like, wait, that's Drake? Dang it.
Wait, the No Shopping song with, what's his name? French Montana. French Montagna.
Oh, Montagna. Yeah, no, that's funny. No, he is, I mean, whatever. I don't know.
He's cool. I think he's annoying as a person.
Don't make me.
He's annoying as a person to you, but you have listened to some of his songs. And
some of his lyrics are hilarious.
Okay.
That I will say that.
Why you gotta fight with me and cheese?
I love that little like intro.
You know, I like to go there.
I think he's funny.
That's hilarious.
So that's what I have to say about that. Awesome. Anyway, so one more. I do have one more, which is the Amanda Knox. I feel like most people, and if not, kind of.
Clue us in.
Uh-huh. She did a study abroad in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And then her roommate was murdered, so then she was convicted, or she was arrested, her and her boyfriend.
I'm remembering this.
In Italy for the murder of her roommate. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, you know, then she went through the court process in Italy, then it got, like, overturned, then they did another one, and then it got overturned again. So technically she's free. Like, she wasn't convicted of it, but there's still kind of, like, that, did she do it? Did she not do it? Did she know about what was happening? Like, there's a lot of evidence for it. But then, was the Italian justice system, like, totally, like, railroaded her? And, like, she didn't understand Italian, you know? Mm-hmm. So it felt like they had to convict someone, so they just tried her instead of looking for someone else. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Netflix is doing a documentary that's coming out soon. I think they're like, going on a tour for it, to do the publicity tour. But mm-hmm. much like, you know, all the other Netflix documentaries now that are kind of heading towards the true crime,
like the genre. Which actually leads right into what we're going to talk about.
Right.
Which is this, it's not new, but a fascination that we have with crime in general. And it's a little bit stomach turning when you hear certain details and yet we can't look away. It's like the train wreck that you can't stop staring at, you know?
I think with me, because I am really like fascinated by murder stories. Like I always watch Unsolved Mysteries. Did you ever watch that show?
I did.
On Lifetime. I used to watch that with my mom. She loved it. So we would watch that. And then The First 48. Have you ever watched that show?
I've seen it from time to time. I tend to go more for like dramas. Like, oh my god, Criminal Minds. I am obsessed with.
So you like more of like the fictional
scripted
one.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the ones I like are like the real deal. Like The First 48 is so intense for me. Like, They'll start off the episode with, like, a crime happened. And then they have to find the suspect in the first 48 hours. Because after that, it's, like, it becomes harder to find. So, that show's really cool. And then, I don't know. I guess I would go into the fiction, too. Law and Order.
Law and Order is a classic.
Yeah. SVU was my favorite one of the...
I think I liked Criminal Intent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. SVU was a little bit disturbing for me.
Yeah, sometimes they were too, like, come on, like, too kind of far-fetched of a storyline. Mm-hmm. But other times, it would be like, okay, I could see that happening.
I really like CSI Miami a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is because the characters are likable and it's familiar characters. And you can kind of deceive yourself into thinking, like, this is so far-fetched. Mm-hmm. The crime itself is happening in, like, South Beach.
Yeah.
This will never happen to me. But then the real stuff is like, this is actually someone's life.
No, the real stuff, which is so crazy, you know, like, it's the whole thing with the why everyone's so fascinated about the O.J. murder. You know, like...
To this day, people are still looking stuff up. And
still.
The show that came out.
And there's always a show. There's the 30 for 30. They made a... ESPN made a film for the OJ thing. And we, you know, because there came to a point where I kind of got annoyed a little bit. Because it was just like, this... Why are we so fascinated with his part of this? You know, he committed a crime. He got away with it, right? But, like, karma eventually caught up to him, and now he's in jail where he should have been a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But the 30 for 30, which we saw, Leo and I, it went more in depth into what America was like back then, right? Like, it was right after the Rodney King brutal beatdown in the middle of the road, you know, like the LA case. Riots. Mm-hmm. And so it did feel like I can see why, like, right now, looking back, you could say, okay, I guess I can understand why the jury went that way, because they were, the majority of the jury was African American, you know. Then you had the lawyer was African American, the defendant was African American. So they were kind of being like, well, there's so much injustice. Let's let this guy, you know.
It was almost like a win. Now, bringing it more to current times with the Casey Anthony trial, I mean, can the opposite be said? Like, this is a white woman. Like, I don't know. Like, we all know she's guilty.
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
I've been a part of a jury that went to court, and it was for drug. It was for cocaine possession and distribution. Mm-hmm. And the way that they described it was the prosecuting lawyer was saying, which is the way that I filtered everything now with mm-hmm. any case that I come across as far as like TV or whatever. She said, if I tell you to make a peanut butter jelly and jelly sandwich, and I give you rye bread, creamy peanut butter, and grape jelly, is that still a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Mm-hmm. Yes. And then she goes, if I give you bread, peanut butter, a leaf of lettuce and jelly, is that still a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? And then you say, well, yeah, because all the elements are there. There's now this added thing. But she goes, now if I tell you, here's a tortilla, peanut butter and jelly, is that a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? And you're like, no, because it's not bread. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, the way she described it, I was like, oh. So she said, if this is what is defined as a crime and all elements are in, then you have to,
mm-hmm.
unless there's plausible deniability, which right. is the... If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Mm-hmm. Which is such a, like, when you go back to it and you see why, you know, it was out in the sun and leather shrink. So it's just like, of course it wasn't going to fit his hand. Apparently, the 30 for 30 went into this little detail. Like, he had, he would take pills for his joints. And, like, if he didn't take them, they'd become, like, swollen, inflamed or whatever. And so, like, they had, once they got the idea to do the try on the glove thing,
mm-hmm.
they told him, like, don't stop taking your medication. And that's mostly, and then when he tried them on, he had rubber gloves on underneath, too.
So it doesn't slip on as easy.
Right.
Yeah.
So it became this, like, whole ordeal. And also, like, the 30 for 30 was like, oh, like, he made this whole dramatic, like facial expression, like, you see, I told you it wouldn't, like, mm-hmm. you know, he, like, played it really up.
Mm-hmm.
So people were just like, of course not. Oh, my God, no, look, it doesn't fit. Oh, you know.
The bloody glove.
And then another, the making a murderer, right?
That, oh, my God, that's kind of, like, vamped people's interest in mm-hmm. unsolved crimes or in injustices.
Yeah.
And I never even listened to or watched Making a Murder on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
And yet I know.
Yeah.
You know, the uproar that there was.
Did you listen to Serial?
I didn't. Mm-mm.
Serial?
As a side note, as you guys have heard in other episodes, I like really low-key wind down kind of things, and these things just hype me up too much. So.
I'm like, I really love this thing. And I don't know why. And the Serial, like, Lael, I was never big on podcasts,
mm-hmm.
And every time I would, like, talk to Lael, he'd be like, oh, this podcast talked about this, and I'm like, oh my God, another podcast, mm-hmm. like, you get everything from, and then he was like, okay, Serial had come out, mm-hmm. and he was like, listen to this podcast, you're gonna love it,
mm-hmm.
and it was, like, already 4 or 5 episodes in. And I literally, like, I was taking the bus from school back home for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that was before you guys even got married.
Yeah. Okay. And I, like, tore, like, the whole ride. And then I was stressing out because then I had caught up to, mm-hmm. I had to wait for the cycle, like, mm-hmm. till Thursday, every Thursday. And I was like, oh, my goodness, it's so good. And, but then you realize, like, wait a minute, this guy is still in jail. Like, you're listening to his story and you're, like, thinking, like, well, did he do it? No, he didn't. Oh, yeah, he did. Wait, but then there's Anisha call. You know, then you're just like, but there's no payphone in Best Buy or mm-hmm. something. You probably are not getting any of these, like, insider jokes. But so then you become, like, the judge and the jury at mm-hmm. a point. But then you realize, I would tell Lael, like, I feel so conflicted because it's so good. It's such a well-produced podcast.
But this is someone's life.
But it's someone's real life. Like, he's still in jail. Like, mm-hmm. there's no real resolve, right? Like, there's no happy ending in this. Like, he's still...
Didn't they open up his case again?
He is, like, in a possible... They reopened it, and I don't know when the new...
But you can't do double jeopardy, so they can't reopen a case that's been closed? I mean, can't
Well,
they?
It hasn't been closed. Now they're saying... Because that's the thing, like, his lawyer,
mm-hmm.
Christina Gutierrez or something... She was dying. Like, she knew she was terminally ill.
Mm-hmm.
And so she like, would charge money, and then, like, she wouldn't... She was really bad at, like, the lawyer... The process was terrible, right? Like, the court system, it did him very dirty. Like, if all else, he shouldn't be convicted, because I feel like the justice...
Like a mistrial.
Yeah, it just didn't... There's a lot of things, like, some witnesses... change their stories. The cops never looked at anyone out. And it's a lot, right? So, his lawyer, she passed away. So now she never brought in someone who, the Nisha girl, or there's a girl who's a possible alibi for Adnan that was at the library at the time where the murder would have happened. So that's who's coming back in. Like, they never... She submitted that she wanted to testify, but they never called her in. Mm-hmm. So that's a new piece of evidence. If there's a new piece of evidence, then there could be an open... They okay. can open a trial. Double Jeopardy is, like, if he gets... Like, if he would have been... Like, Casey Anthony, right?
Mm-hmm. You can't try her again for the death of her daughter.
Right. That's Double Jeopardy.
Okay. Just because, oh, that's not fair, let's do this one more
like,
time.
Even if... Literally, even if there's she something... If she admits, she can't be charged.
Because it has to be resolved during the time of the case.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you mentioned, like, what is the fascination... You have a fascination for it. And, mm-hmm. you know, I watch a show, again, my lighthearted comedies. I watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And in the first episode, her friend, Titus Andromedon, she is what they call a mole woman. So she was, like, trapped in a bunker. And she gets released. And now she's living in New York. And so her roommate... So now she's being brought to... I'm sorry for the spoilers.
Like, civilization?
She's being brought to court. Like, the guy who kidnapped them is being brought to court. Oh. And, dang, I wish I could tell you I don't want to tell you who the actors are in case somebody wants to watch the show, but I'll tell you later, folks. But they're streaming it from Indiana, which is where they were held, and Titus is watching it at the public library, and he's like, oh my gosh, I just love it, I need to know all the details of this of this thing, and, you know, now that he lives with her, he keeps asking her all these questions. And she's all traumatized by it, you know, but he's fascinated, and he says, listen, the reason that people love to watch these kinds of, like, mortifying mm-hmm. or what have you kind of like true crime dramas is because A, they feel like good people because they weren't the ones who did this and they would never in a million years do this.
Yeah.
And B, they feel safe because it didn't happen to them. And right. I'm like, I don't know if that's completely true. That's,
I can see
but
that.
There's truth to it.
But it does become like a real life, like with the Jodi Arias, this is the same trip I met. So on the cruise I met Leo on, I was hooked to Jodi. Like, one day I got home from class and I was flipping the channel and there was like a court, like there was this TV and like it just felt like a whole court proceeding, and I'm like, oh, this isn't a movie or something. And then I'm seeing like it's real life and I'm like, wait, they show like criminal cases or things on TV. So that right there fascinated me, for one, that we were like looking at real testimony mm-hmm. as it happened.
Like, from the court, which they did a lot here in Orlando because it was right here in the Orange County courthouse where Casey Anthony
was. So they broadcasted it on TV? Oh, I had no idea.
It was on local channel I knew.
That is nuts to me. So that alone, like, I was like, my roommate got home and I'm like, did you know they showed court on TV? And she was like, no. So we, like, hooked. I went on vacation on the cruise and they were showing it on the cruise. So I'd be, like, I'd have breakfast and, like, hang out with everyone. And then, like, 1 o'clock would hit and my mom would be, like, you're going to go watch your novela? And I'm, like, I sure am. Like, I would go to the room.
So give us some details about Jodi Arias for those who might not know.
So Jodi Arias, it was Jodi Arias and the victim was Travis Alexander, her, like, ex-boyfriend, lover kind of thing. They're Mormons. So having, like, sexual relations was kind of like very like not done in the Mormon religion. You don't do it. And so they had kind of a real hot and heavy relationship there for a little while. Mm-hmm. She converted to Mormonism for him. She like moved away, then they broke up, then she moved back, and she kind of like stalked him. He was dating other people. She would like slash his tires. She'd like sneak into his house through the doggy door. Mm-hmm. Like, this girl is mental.
Like, legit crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He turns up, like, he's scheduled to go on a trip with a new girlfriend. And she's calling. It's the day before the trip. She's like, what the heck? I'm going to go over to his house. She goes over to the house. His roommates haven't seen him in, like, 4 days. And they're like, okay, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. They go to their room, to his room upstairs. And he's, like, in the bathtub, like, already, like, decomposed, like, blue, you know, like,
God, yeah.
So there's like blood everywhere, and then they call, you know, they call the cops, and the cops are like, well, do you know anyone that would do this to him? And she's like, yes, yes. He's been saying he's been really scared about of his ex-girlfriend. She's been stalking him.
Oh my God.
And so then the Jodi Arias girl, like, she got on she got on 60 Minutes and said, like, no jury will ever convict me. I'm innocent. She changed her story, like, 3 times. The first time was, I wasn't there at all. Mm-hmm. But then in her effort of, like, hiding evidence, there was pictures taken that day.
Okay.
And then the camera, like, this is, like, karma, okay? Like, the camera fell. And as it, like, fell, it took a picture. And it was the Travis on the ground, like, blood on him. And it was her foot.
How could they verify that it was her foot?
It was, like, her piece of item. And then in another one, it was, like, her face. Like, mm-hmm. It was her. And then the next one was him dead. Mm-hmm. Right? And so there was pictures of her. There was pictures of him. Like, they took pictures while they were, like, intimate or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, put her on at the scene, right? Mm-hmm. She deleted those photos, and then she put the camera in the washing machine and left. So, like, she thought she got rid of the evidence, but mm-hmm. then they, like, managed to get it back mm-hmm. from, like, I don't know how. Mm-hmm. And so she was clear, right? Mm-hmm. They brought her in for questioning, and she was like, I wasn't there. She had gas cans, so she didn't have to stop to get gas the whole trip. Mm-hmm. She, like, dyed her hair. She took her license plate off the car.
So it was, like, premeditated.
Oh, heck yeah. So she's going into the cops. She calls the cops and is like, oh, if you guys need any help, I'm here to help you. I was, we dated for a long time. I loved him, blah, blah, blah. And so the cops already know that she's a suspect. And they're like, sure, sure. You know, they let her talk. Then she said, oh, I wasn't there. Then she said, okay, I was there, but 2 intruders came in and they just shot him and I ran away. And they're like, why would they shoot him and leave you alive? That's mm-hmm. not going to happen. Then she was like, okay, fine, I did it, but it was self-defense. So then it was like this whole thing. I don't know. I'm not going to get to because it's like
really. Did they convict her ultimately?
She got convicted, but then the jury was like a hung jury for the death penalty. So now they had to do a retrial for just the penalty phase, and then the judge ultimately gave her, like, life with no parole.
Okay.
So that's
good. At least she's in jail, yeah.
Yeah.
I was most recently it was the Trump family in Australia. Have you heard about that?
No.
And it was about this family of 5 who they lived on a farm out in Australia, and they just packed up they didn't even pack up their stuff. They just got into a car and left. They left their phones behind, passports behind, credit cards, cash, everything. And they drove who knows how many miles for, like, so many days, and slowly the family started, like, separating. So it was 5 of them. It was 2 parents and 3 adult children mm-hmm. From, like, ages 22 to 29. And the only one who brought their phone was this guy named Michael, the son Michael. And he left, like, that very evening. Mm-hmm. And they made him throw his phone out the window. And it became this thing where, like, at the end of everything, once they located all of the family members, 2 of them ended up in a psychiatric ward. And it's such a bizarre story that there's no reason for mm-hmm. what occurred. The only thing that they can think of is that there's a French term that's called folie à deux, which is, like, madness of 2. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like you spend enough time with someone and they have, like, a paranoia because the parents were paranoid that someone was going to kill them or track them. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a delusion and I'm spending all this time with you, your delusion becomes my delusion.
That's true.
And so they were all kind of like, the whole family minus the one son, he was like, I just went along with them to protect them because they were all losing their minds. Mm-hmm. And eventually he just couldn't take it anymore. He left. And then after that, it was the 2 daughters that left. And then finally the parents were found. And, like, they're just like, this is just, like, a dark time in our family. And no, there's no explanation. They didn't have, like, a specific, like, threat mm-hmm. or anything. But it's just, like, this crazy thing. And you're just like, did you guys do drugs accidentally? Like, what occurred? And it's one of those things where I keep reading articles trying to find new pieces of information. Mm-hmm. But everything just says this was a random, bizarre situation. But those mm-hmm. are those things that intrigue you because it's so out of the ordinary. And you can't help but wonder, like, I was just going about my business and someone was getting murdered. Like,
yeah, it's true. And I think specifically with, like, Making a Murderer, maybe the Amanda Knox one and the Jinx, which is another one, or the OJ, all the OJ series that's been out, and even the Jodi Arias one. Like, I think the people that do like it watch it for the reasons you mentioned before, but also because I feel like we get to be the judge and the jury too, right? Like, we kind of say, well, this is here. I've never been part of a jury. And so
I have, and it was like, I was a head juror, and it was actually really interesting.
You were like the foreperson?
Yes.
Whoa, that's crazy. So it's like, I get so like enthralled, and I'm just like, oh, I would definitely convict. Or like, then I would question, like, well, would I be comfortable giving the death penalty to someone? I don't know, maybe. You know, I don't know, right?
I didn't have a problem convicting when we did, but mm-hmm. I did, but it wasn't the death penalty. It
right.
was convicting for jail time. It's a significant jail time.
Yeah.
To the point where I didn't even want to look at the person, and afterward we asked for police escort to our cars because his family was there.
Yeah.
But even that was kind of like, oh my gosh, like, we're deciding someone's fate.
That's true, and it's like, sometimes I feel bad for the jury, and then also sometimes, like, with the Casey Anthony case, like, you kind of are just like, what the heck were you guys thinking? Of course she was guilty, right?
Well, you know what it is, though? They had a long time trying to find the appropriate jurors, because they had to keep the fact that the juror has to be a community of your peers, so it has to be someone who lives within your area, but also far enough away that, because by the time that she went to court, this was a huge news issue because it happened in our backyard, and it was such a mortifying story.
Yeah, and the details of the actual thing are just so bizarre.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think the more bizarre, like, the more fascinating,
because it's not cut and dry.
It's like, there's so much gray, but then there's so much, like, of course, she didn't report her kid missing for a month.
A month. And finally, her grandparents realized something was wrong.
A month.
She took them to, I remember that I worked at
SeaWorld. She went to Universal and didn't even work there.
Yeah, she somehow got them through the back gate and took them to her office. And I'm like, what were you thinking was going to happen? They wanted to see where you worked, and you had worked there, like, 3 years prior, and then she got a tattoo that said freedom.
Yeah, she was partying, like, when you see her like that, you're just like, this witch. She mm-hmm. got away with it. She got away with killing her kid.
And then they found stickers in her room that matched the stickers that were found on the Kaylee's, like,
then
the tape that was over her
the
mouth.
The whole babysitter thing. Oh, the babysitter has her. Oh, the babysitter kidnapped her.
The Maria Sotomayor lady?
No. Sotomayor.
Not Sotomayor.
The
oh
justice.
My gosh. What am I thinking? What was the girl's name? It was a weird
Zenaida,
name.
Zenaida.
Zenaida.
Uh-huh. Zenaida. Then the real Zenaida, like, came and, like...
Sotomayor, the Supreme Court justice. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get arrested. But, yeah, it was the...
You know, she came out and was like, you're ruining my career. Like, she got fired from her job. And she's like, I'm not even the... I've never babysat her kid
and
ever.
You know what happened? In Altamont Springs, there was like, in Crane's Roost around mm-hmm. there, that she was looking for an apartment in Crane's Roost, Casey Anthony. And it just so happened to be... I'm just thinking about this. But it just happened to be that the person who took the apartment tour before her was a Zenaida Gonzalez
woman.
Oh,
my God.
And so
that's where
she just looked at the name. And because that's too unique of a... She didn't say Mary Smith. Like, she specifically said a name that exists of somebody who's real.
Yeah.
And so they realized that's where the connection was. She just randomly found this person's name on the list of names.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, actually, funny enough that we bring up the Casey Anthony.
That is nuts.
Her father was a coroner or, like, an investigator or something
yeah.
like that.
Uh-huh.
And so he opened his daughter's trunk and he says, it smells like a corpse in here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember when this was occurring, I was working at a theme park here, and my coworker said, oh, my husband was a coroner, or he was, like, an agent of some sort. And she goes, all these shows that you guys watch are so unrealistic because it's not as exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a car chase every day.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it is sitting in the office with paperwork. And she goes, half these women run around in heeled boots, and you know that can't be the case.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always walk around with a bulletproof vest on. Like, that's not how it...
No, it's
you know?
Not.
So, but we like the thrill and the excitement.
We do like the
it.
Thrill. And I think, because I interned with a pathologist for a little while in undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was never... There's not as many autopsies as you would think. Like,
yeah,
you
not
know,
like standard for every death.
No,
yeah.
You know, he's like... never. It was all just like, you know, things just coming out of other people. Like, you know, random... Nothing ever an autopsy. So I'm just like, okay. So I think when real dramas are like that on TV, you get fascinated because maybe we don't hear about it that much. Or it's true, like, you're just happy, like, gosh, I'm a normal because this person is insane, you
know?
Like,
oh, yeah. It validates your normalcy.
Yeah. So that definitely makes you feel better about yourself a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, it's really crazy with the fascination. But, so I'm really looking forward to the Amanda Knox. Because I think we just, I just have the cliff notes of why she was convicted or why she was even tried. I don't know the details of the case. I didn't really follow it that much. And it was in Italian and that kind of, their justice system is very different than ours. Mm-hmm. So I didn't follow it. So I'm excited to see, or I'm interested is a better word, to see how the documentary comes out. Because Netflix, I mean, they haven't missed. They're really good.
They've been releasing some wonderful Netflix originals. Oh, House of Cards.
Yep.
Making a Murderer. Now Stranger Things, yep, which we've all watched.
Yep.
All three of them have been watched between us.
We finished Narcos season 2.
Narcos is now on Netflix.
And that was good. It's really good. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. If anyone wants to watch it.
That is the future of television now.
Just
streaming, on-demand streaming.
For sure. For sure, especially when they're running shows that are HBO quality. Like, these shows could be on HBO.
Absolutely.
And they're on Netflix.
It's like watching a movie every night, but
and
it's all
connected.
And you
pay half the price.
$8 a month?
Yeah, so that's a, that, it's a win-win.
You can get your fix.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listeners, before we get back to this week's podcast, we just wanted to update you guys really quickly. We did change our Instagram name slightly just to make us easier to find.
Now we're at Demericana_podcast.
And that's on Instagram. It kind of matches our email much nicely, mm-hmm, much nicer. We're DemericanaPodcast@gmail.com. So don't forget to follow us, like, and comment.
So to wrap up, do you have a dumb moment?
We don't have dumb moments today, I don't think, because I don't think this one necessarily has any.
Mm-mm.
What I will say is that I think the answer to our question of why things are so fascinating, mm-hmm, at least one of many, for the ones that jumps out at me, is that, you know, I tell you that I like to watch shows because it kind of winds me down, and mm-hmm, my job is very mental and this kind of takes me out of that. I think in the same way, this is kind of like a, like, kind of breaks up the monotony of our day-to-day, because it just sounds like this fantastical kind of other world story, but it's happening right here. Like with Making a Murderer, the case that they're referring to, we probably didn't even hear about it, mm-hmm, until it actually came out.
Mm-hmm.
I think the appeal is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this is actually real life happening.
Right.
And it's so enthralling because of those details that you just would not have heard had it not been because of the investigation.
I mean, I would say, like, it's true what you're saying, like, the Serial and Making a Murderer and they all have the pieces to being a movie, mm-hmm, right? They all feel like a movie script, and then you realize, wait a minute, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, Serial and Making a Murderer, to name just two of them, has made the perpetrator, right? Like, they are convicted,
mm-hmm,
but it's kind of made them victims of the justice system. And I think people, when they listen or when they watch the show and they listen to the podcast, they kind of feel like they can, I don't know, they can right a wrong. Like, if they feel strongly enough that Adnan is innocent, then they can kind of, you know, that's what helped him get a retrial, you mm-hmm know? And so now,
when you say Adnan, you mean the guy from Making a Murderer?
Serial.
Oh, from Serial. Okay.
And then Making a Murderer, Brandon Dassey, he's being possibly let out, too,
mm-hmm,
because of the Making a Murderer. Documentary. So mm-hmm, I think these things kind of help maybe wrongfully convicted people.
It can help right or wrong. It mm-hmm can also, from to play devil's advocate here, it can also potentially dig up things that aren't relevant.
Yeah.
And so because now he is a hero in people's, not a hero, mm-hmm, but he's now well known, people are now making a hero out of a criminal.
That's,
you know,
true. So that's true, too.
It's a fine line to walk.
It is a very fine line.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. And I think it only happens in particular things. Like, with the Adnan case, they didn't text. They didn't have, like, the iPhones that we had mm-hmm now, you know. So it's harder. They were going off of cell phone tower pings,
mm-hmm,
you know. So it does bring into question if now we're really releasing, like, a real monster, right?
But onto the streets.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is also another fascinating aspect. Yeah. Or maybe
we're releasing a free man, an innocent person. So definitely a fascinating genre that we all, that's not going away anytime soon. No. Anything is ramping up.
Definitely not.
Well, thank you guys so much for having tuned in.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed.
Yes. Now, what are your favorite shows, you guys?
Yeah.
Let us know which ones you've watched. Did you watch Serial?
Are you a true crime buff like me? Because I love it. I could talk for days.
About all
these cases, seriously. Yeah. But we're looking forward to seeing your opinion.
Yeah. So as always, just make sure that you are following us on all our social media sites as mentioned earlier in the show. And we're back next week as always with more content for you guys.
See you soon. Bye.